Well, I think again for me, it's kind of raising the profile of South Africa once again to the offshore market. I think South Africa over the years there's been a lot of interest as it built up, and I mean I've been involved in the sector for 10 years ever since we offshored the first UK business in 2003 to South Africa. And it's grown considerably, and every year it's kind of almost been that time where it would happen. And I think for the last few years, more and more companies have been interested in South Africa, both from a BPO and also captive perspective. And with the recent landings, I would say in the last 12 months of three or four of the big UK or global outsourcers, it's kind of really cemented the platform for future growth. So with the arrival of companies like Capita, Serco, WNS, and then the likes of Aegis and Teleperformance, now resident or present in South Africa, it's given more credibility to South Africa, more interest, and therefore I think what we'll start to see is that more companies will actually start to exercise that opportunity, either through one of the BPO players or, like Amazon, maybe one or two more captives might set up in South Africa in the near future. I think going forward, what we'll probably start to see is that we'll also start to reshape the domestic outsourcing market. Because what I think what will happen is with the experience of these international BPOs, they'll be able to make the case to a number of the very major players in South Africa who have been predominantly captive to show they can improve efficiency whilst obviously saving them considerable cost, but at the same time protecting brand and customer loyalty. In terms of, I think with customers, you know, there's been quite a lot of talk around sort of moving up the value chain and that sort of thing. But I think what we're probably seeing more of right now is actually more complex customer service activity. So, you know, the likes of what Capita has done in the last year, for example, has been, and as I say, having been involved for 10 years in different transitions with many different companies in different verticals, different sectors, the transition we've just most recently done has probably been the most complex. And I think that's probably what's going to happen more and more now, is I think South Africa's proven that it can do the less complex capability, was proven to an extent that already, and now you'll start to see, I think, the more complex services or products being serviced out of South Africa. And that will include things like collections, which I think in South Africa has been very well done domestically, but not necessarily internationally. Mm-hmm. Knowledge process outsourcing, I think the likes of Bloomberg and others who are starting to look at that, and as well as a lot of interest in LPO in the last couple of years. And I think this year we'll probably start to see quite a bit of that landing.